We, the people of the southern Cameroons and Bazonia, have since 2017 severed every form of political relations with the Republic of Cameroon, and we have since banned any elections organized by Yaounde in our territory, and this coming election scheduled for the weekend means absolutely nothing to us, and we have told our people to stay home and not participate in the fraudulent election.
But the government of Cameroon says the election will give the regions more freedom in how they run their own affairs.
Not at all, James. These elections are not giving the people of the Southern Cameroons any freedom or power to run their own affairs. At the end of this election, the people will still not have the power to elect their governors. The people will still not have the power to elect their mayors. The people will still not have the power to run their own schools and run their own police departments. The people will still not have the power to run their own hospitals. The people will still not have the power to initiate development projects for their own communities. That is the reason why we are calling this window dressing. I mean, it's worse than window dressing. It is actually meant to divide and conquer all of the Southern Cameroon. The Southern Cameroons had only one House of Representatives. This time, their election is creating two Houses of Representatives, one in the Northern Zone, one in the Southern Zone, whereas there was only one. They are also creating a House of Chiefs, one in the Northern Zone, one in the Southern Zone. And the goal is to divide us and conquer us.
How do you intend to disrupt the election if that is the case?
We do not intend to disrupt the elections. We have merely asked our people to stay home so that we do not legitimize or dignify the fraud and the sham that is being organized from Yaounde. We have equally, as you know, decreed a four-day lockdown, that is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We are doing this to send a message to the international community that Ambazonians are not participating in French Cameroon elections. That's the message.